श्री भगवान उवाच इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनुसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं जज्गत्या मोक्षसि अशुभा इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनुसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं जज्ञत्या मोक्षसि अशुभा इदं तु ते गुह्यतमं प्रवक्ष्यामि अनुसूयवे ज्ञानं विज्ञानसहितं जज्ञत्या मोक्षसि शुभा श्री भगवान उवाच I will explain. So, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Bhagavan, this word, I have explained many times. Bhagavan means the supreme authority. So far, authoritative power is concerned. That is analyzed by Srila Rupa Goswami. 100% power or 100% qualification is in Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. This is called Savishesh. Personal analysis. Not that even somebody is sometimes addressed as Bhagavan. That does not mean he is also equal to the Supreme Person. Just like sometimes Narada Muni is also addressed as Bhagavan. Lord Shiva is also addressed as Bhagavan. Not only Vishnu Tattva, but also others, sometimes they are addressed as Bhagavan. But in order to particularly point out Krishna, it has been said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna, actually Bhagavan is Krishna because he has got 100% qualities of Bhagavan. That is analyzed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is 100% Bhagavan. Others, they are also Bhagavan, Vishnu Tattva. Narayan, he is also Bhagavan. But Srila Rupa Goswami has analyzed, he is 94%, not 100%. Or, in other words, you can take it that Sarayishanja Purna, that is Krishna. And there are also Sarayishanja, but it is not displayed. Not that, it's like Lord Ramchandra. Lord Ramchandra, Madhyada Purusha, he is also Bhagavan. Ramadi Mutti Sukala Niyamena Tishtham. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is existing as the Supreme Person. Along with Raman, Simha, Varaha, many thousands of avatars. They are also Krishna. Kesava Dhita Rama Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. Keshava Dhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha Hari. So, Keshava Krishna, he is existing with all the incarnations. Not that he is existing as Krishna. So, when we speak of Krishna, we take it that all his expansion and incarnation. Therefore, it is said, Ramadi Murtishu, Kala. They are Kala. Kala means partial expansion, not full expansion. Full expansion means full. So they are also Bhagavan. But Krishnastu Bhagavan Sam means Bhagavata. The authority of Bhagavan is fully expressed in Krishna, not in others. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, after making the list of different incarnations, it is summarized that iti ca amsakala punsa krishtasu bhagavan. All these incarnations mentioned, Ramadi Uttija Kalaniyamani Tishtam, they are partial expansion and expansion of the expansion, or expansion of his power, Saptavishavata. Just Lord Buddha, he is Saptavishavata. Many Saptavishavata. See, in this way, Krishna is always existing along with his expansion and incarnation. But the real, original personality of Godhead is Krishna. Krishna is Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is being spoken by Krishna, but enough to distinguish him, Vyasadeva is writing Sri Bhagavan. He does not say Sri Krishna Bhagavan, just to make it distinguish the Krishna Bhagavan. So, we are placed to receive knowledge from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our mission, Krishna consciousness. So here is knowledge given by Krishna. Idam tu te gayatamam parvakshami anasuya. Now I am giving you this knowledge, very confidential knowledge. Guhyatamam. Guhya means confidence. And Guhya Tara, more condition, comparative superlative. Positive, comparative and superlative. Guhya is positive. Guhya Tara is comparative. Guhya Tama. So, this Brahma, Brahma Gyan, is guhya, is very confidential. Because if you achieve Brahma Gyan, immediately you become the most important person within this material world. Brahma Bhuta, Brahma. And Brahma Bhuta means above Brahmana, Brahma. So that is guhya. Guhyam means confidence. To become Brahma Bhuta, Brahma Gyani, that is guhyam. And Brahmeti Paramatmeti. When you understand Paramatma, Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Riddhesha Pinatisthati. Paramatma means Atma and Paramatma. There are two different souls. One is Paramatma means He is present everywhere. That is Paramatma. The Mayavadi say there is no difference between Atma and Paramatma. But that is not the fact. Atma means present within this body. I am Atma, you are Atma. Dehin asmin yatha dehi. Asmin dehi, in this body, I am Atma, you are Atma, but I am not Paramatma. Paramatma is different. Paramatma is Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, situated in everyone's heart. That is Guhyataro. First of all, to understand Brahmajnana or Self-realization, that is very confidential. That is not ordinary knowledge. It is above ordinary knowledge. Therefore it is a guhyam. Guhyam means very confidential. Nobody understands. Even Atma-tattva. Atma-tattva. Sutumbhyani rājanda nināṁ śakti śavasyata apasyatāṁ Atma-tattvam griheshu griyamedhināṁ. Griheshu griyamedhināṁ. Those who are living within the family life, they cannot understand what is Atma-tattva. Apasyatāṁ. Apasyatāṁ. Nināṁ śakti śavasyata. Sukadeva Goswami is advising to Parikṣit Maharaj that there are many things, they are busy, just like ordinary man, worldly man. He purchases huge volumes of newspaper and he is interested. But he is not interested to understand Bhagavad Gita, where Atma-tattvam is described. Dehinasmindyathāyate. They are not interested. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami said to Parikṣit Maharaj, Sutobhyāni, subject matter for hearing. Nināṁ śakti śavasyata. For ordinary man, there are thousands and thousands of news. You can see so many magazines, technical, musical, and cinema, and ordinary news, and so many editions of every newspaper in every city. So this is a fact. Sotubhyani charajanda nirāṁ śakti sahasra. Sahasra means thousands and thousands and thousands. Why they are busy with so many newspapers and why they are not interested in hearing Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam? Because apasyatāṁ Atma-tattvam, they did not know that the real purpose of life is to understand Atma-tattvam. Apasyatāṁ. Why you forget griheshu griha-medhina? They have made a vow that to maintain the family and to have some enjoyment from family life. Family life means society, friendship and love. That Vidyapati's song, what is that, can you remember? Tātala saikate bārīvindu sama, sutamita ramani samāj. Sutamita ramani samāj. This exact English equivalent is society, friendship and love. Everyone is busy. Society, family, friends, country, nation, community, in this way. Śrutamita ramani samāya. what is the composition? Children, śrūto, mito means friends, and ramoni is some omen. If they are beautiful omen, that is also very nice. So they are busy. The other day we have been guest in Hyderabad. He is very busy with the śrūto, mito, ramoni. Everyone is busy with śrūto, mito, ramoni. So, somebody can say, unless there is happiness, why people should be interested? There is happiness, certainly. So that happiness is compared by Vidyāpati, the great Vaishnava poet. It is just like tātala saikate dvāri bindu samo. Just like desert. You have seen desert. Desert means it requires huge quantities of water. Nowadays, practically, in every country, especially in India, every land is just like desert for want of water. So, you see in Vrindavan, so much land lying vacant, no agriculture. Why? There is want of water. There is no sufficient supply of water. So in this way, if there is scarcity of water, then gradually these places will be converted into desert. So the desert water is used because it requires huge quantity of water. Similarly, we are in this material world. We are trying to be happy in the society, friendship of love, śrūto, mito, ramoni, samaj. But the happiness we are getting, that is compared with a drop of water in the desert. Even vast desert, Arabian desert, you say that we want water, and somebody brings a drop of water and take it, it will be very insignificant, there is no meaning. Similarly, our heart is desiring real pleasure, transcendental bliss. So if we are put into this desert, śrūto, mito, ramoni, samaje, what is the benefit? This song is confirmed in the Śrīmad Bhāgavatam that āpaśyatāmārpa-tattvam, they do not know what is the name of life. They are satisfied with this drop of water in the desert. It will never mitigate. Desert is very vast tract of land, dry. And if somebody says, all right, take one drop of water. Then what is the meaning? It has no meaning. Similarly, we are spirit souls. We are hankering after Krishna. That is our inner desire. And what happiness we shall get with this society, friendship or love? That is not possible. There is some happiness, temporary happiness, very small quantity, so-called happiness. It will never satisfy. Actually, we are trying to get, because we are eternal, we are trying to get eternal happiness. That is Krishna is speaking here. Jnanam triham of sabhijnanam parvakshami anasuyavena. Anasuyavena, asua means envious. Envious. Everyone is envious of Krishna. That is demand. Just like Kamsa. In this tract of land, Mathura, there was Kamsa. He was so envious that he ordered to his servant that as soon as Krishna is born, please bring the child as your king. This is asura. So at the present moment, practically the whole world They want to be godless. The scientist and everyone is trying to prove that there is no God, there is no Krishna. This is all sentiment, especially the communist party. So if you become communist or in favor of that, then you are also infected with asura, envious of Krishna. Then you cannot understand. Then you cannot understand. Krishna is very strict. But the devotees are very liberal. Krishna doesn't want to speak with demons. But the devotees are so kind, they go to the demons and pray, kindly hear about us. This is therefore a devotee is more merciful than Krishna. Krishna doesn't speak to the demon. Unless you are one is bhakta, it's like Bhagavad Gita spoken to Arjuna, bhaktosi, sakhachi. Krishna doesn't speak. Krishna is very strict. But the devotee, Krishna said, jayamam paramam viyam mad bhakteshu abhidhasat. About Bhagavad Gita, he says, one who speaks this confidence and knowledge amongst the bhaktas, he recommends the bhaktas. But the devotees, they're so merciful, they go to the abhaktas, transgressing the order of Krishna, because they are so merciful. All right, Krishna has rejected that. Let me try. This is the position of a bhakta. They are not only unenvious to God, but they are also unenvious. Therefore, their name is Karuniko. Karuniko, most merciful. they describe Titiksam, Karuniko, Suida Sarvabhudana. Devotees are always tortured by the demons. They are prepared to torture even Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and their devotees also. So they tolerate all these tortures. Therefore, the devotees are described as Titiksama. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also teaches, Tinadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Sahishna. A devotee should learn this sloka of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he should be tolerant more than the trees. Karma. They take the risk of preaching amongst the demons, non-devotees, because they are karunika, very merciful, more merciful than Krishna. More merciful than Krishna. Krishna says, don't speak this Bhagavad Gita to the non-devotees, because non-devotees will not accept. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajyamamekam saranam, he will accept, unless he is devotee. The Mayavadi, Kurmi, Jnani, Yogi, they cannot accept. They are envious. I am Krishna, I am God. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? Why shall I accept Krishna as God? This is the position of the bhukti-mukti-siddhika. Therefore, you will find so many yogis, they can play jugglery, magic, but they are not devotees. They will not surrender to Krishna. This is there. So such person cannot understand Krishna. They cannot understand the science of Krishna. They cannot understand. Because Krishna does not disclose himself to the non-devotees. So by their own attempt, however big yogi or jnani or kormi he may be, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna discloses, reveals himself to the anasuyavi, one who is not envious, and that is devotee. Anasuyavi means devotee, who does not, who is not envious of Krishna. Others are envious. Kormi, jnani, yogi. The kormis will say that you work hard and get the result and enjoy. Why you are going to the temple to pray? This is the philosophy of the communists. Why should you go to the church? Why should you go to the temple? Forget all these things. Work hard, earn money, and enjoy life. But that is demonic. Because there is enemy against God. They are demons. So the science of God, or science of Krishna, Krishna Tattva, is never disclosed or revealed amongst the non-devotees, demons. It can be revealed, it can be understood by a person like Arjuna. Therefore it is said, anasuyave jnanam tehaṁ pravakṣāmi. Anasuyave, this very word, we should never be envious to Krishna and his devotee. If you think that I am envious to the devotees, but I am not envious to Krishna. No, Krishna does not accept that kind of devotee. You, first of all, you should be non-envious to the devotee. Madhvakta puja bhadika. If you are envious to my devotee, and if you become a devotee, that is not. That is stated that one who is directly devotee of Krishna, he is not devotee. One who is devotee through his devotee, he is devotee. This philosophy should be learned. You cannot say, why shall I go through Guru or through Vaishnava to Krishna? I can go directly. I am so qualified. No, you are not qualified. If you jump over like that, that is not. That is in Bengal, it is says, Ghonading and Haska. There is grass before the horse. If you think that I shall jump over the horse and eat the grass, that is not possible. So, one should be devotee, first of all. Tad vijnanarthaṁ sa guru meva vigacche. He must have approached a bona fide guru in order to understand the science of Krishna. Avigacche, this I have explained several times. So, anasuya. If you want to learn Krishna, then you should be very much humble and submissive to Krishna and his devotee. Anasuyabhi. Jnanam vijnanasam. Jnanam, this knowledge, most confidential knowledge, it is not sentiment, vijnanasam. It is science. Just like in scientific knowledge, you must know theoretically and practically. Not only that, you simply know that so much oxygen, so much hydrogen produces water by mixing. That is theoretical. You have to make water by mixing these two chemicals. That is practical. So in the BSc examination, they take examination, test, theoretical and practical. So theoretical is, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ-sarana-paja. But when you really surrender, there is practical science. There is practical. If you decide to surrender, that is called saranāgati, then you have to learn the science, how to become surrender. That is vijñāna. Jnana means theoretical knowledge, and vijñāna means practical. So you have to do it practically. Not that I have read Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad, so I have become. No. you should practically demonstrate in your life that you are actually the Lord. That is called Vijnana Sahitam. Jnanam Vijnana Sahitam. And Jajgantya, if you learn this science, Jajgantya, Mokshasi Asubha, the result is you become liberated from these Asubha, inauspicious condition of life. Asubha, what is that? Inauspicious condition of life, this materialistic life. If you want to get out of this materialistic way, this is Asubha, there is no Subha. People are thinking we shall make it Subha. Subha means auspicious, by material adjustment, by having nice car, nice road, skyscraper building, and so many machines and bodily comfort, which is known as material advancement. But the Shastra says it is all inauspicious. All inauspicious. If you want to become free from this inauspicious kind of life, then you should learn this science which Krishna is teaching, Jnanam Vijnanam, not this Vijnanam, the so-called materialistic science. You should learn the real science, Savijnanam, that is, how to surrender to Krishna, how to become not envious to Krishna. This is a great science you have to learn. That is spoken in this chapter, ninth chapter, the science of Krishna consciousness. If you become expert in the science, then you become free from this inauspicious science, this material science. Thank you very much.